This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What is happening on the day after the Dow went up 323 points, more than 2%? We have the Dow up 16 points, a tenth percent. The S&P 500 is up by just a fraction. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up a tenth of a percent. The biggest of banks today reported its first quarterly loss since CEO Jamie Dimon took power. J.P. Morgan Chase is stuck in a web of legal and regulatory probes, and its legal bills are huge. When you adjust for that, profits were decent, and Morgan's stock is up 1.5% now. The big name in home loans is Wells Fargo. Its profits today were up 13%, although mortgage lending this quarter was way down. The stock is down 1.5%. On Fridays, we check in with Chris Lowe, a man who is normally fully laden with economic statistics from the government until the shutdown. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
But with the shutdown, it's no longer visual flight rules. You're flying on instruments, I think. Can you tell me anything about, for instance, back-to-school retail sales in September?
Well, yeah, it's exactly like flying on instruments. We have reports today from retailers in the Wall Street Journal on Bloomberg that back-to-school sales were disappointing despite aggressive discounting. So the problem is these data don't always agree with the government data, and that's because the biggest retailer, Walmart, doesn't report monthly anymore. So we've got sort of this glaring gap.
So it'd be nice to get the government data on retail sales in September. That's due Tuesday, but who knows if it'll come out with the government shutdown.
Well, that's right, you know. And of course, the offer that's on the table right now is to extend the debt ceiling, which honestly would be a very good thing, but not to reopen the government. So we'll have to see what they come up with over the weekend.
Now, here's something interesting, Chris. Reports that Hong Kong authorities are telling stock market investors there that if they want to use U.S. treasuries as collateral, they got to pony up more of the treasuries since the U.S. isn't, what, Chris, isn't as trustworthy?
You know, this is actually, it is kind of troubling because in the world of collateral, a dollar is a dollar. U.S. government securities are the safest thing you can post, and so you don't have to provide as much of it. To me, this is somewhat reminiscent of two summers ago when exchanges around the world told people who had posted Greek debt that they had to pony up more because there was a threat of default there.
Great. And in this comparison, the United States is now being thought of as a kind of Greece. Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.